wait, wait, wait until they close the door. And then
okay.
God, you're so bossy.
He is so bossy. He's the bossiest. Okay, so we
Persians him.
We have, I'm not Persian.
I know, but you're acting like it.
What do you think I am, by the way?
I think you're Pakistani or no, Indian?
Indian.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. Why would you say Pakistani first?
I don't know. Probably because you're Bangladeshian. Kind of. I would say Indian. You're Indian.
Indian. I'm Indian.
Where are your family?
New
where,
Delhi.
Okay. Were yeah. you are you like first generation or second?
Yeah, born in New York, first generation. Yeah.
And your parents were from New Delhi?
Yeah.
Really? Both yeah. of them?
Both of them.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm.
They're wonderful.
Yeah. I'm dying to go to India.
Yeah.
Look at Sim's strained face.
Dying to wear
look
a
at
diaper.
Him. Look, say, hey, Sim, try to do a weird smile and say yes.
You're going to love India.
I know I'm not going to love it, but as an adult, I have to go.
Okay, so we, Chelsea, have a gift for you before we get to callers.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, where is it? That probably has to be trademarked, what I just did.
It's cannabis lube. Oh, God.
How'd you know that already?
Because I can read. Tricky.
What do you think?
So I put that in my vagina?
Yeah, I guess
and
so.
And then I get high? Perfect.
I think so.
This accomplishes everything that I want to do for the night. Because usually I smoke a little bit before I go to bed. But since I don't masturbate, this is like killing two birds with one vagina.
And what if we got you? We should have gotten you a dildo, and then
no,
you could
no,
have
no, don't worry.
Wrapped
I can,
that.
Are
you?
On,
you're I'll, opening it up right now.
Yeah, of course, I'll do it right now if I can. I just have to open it. It would be really funny if my vagina got high and I didn't. Wouldn't it?
What does it mean when your pussy gets high?
I don't know. I have to tell you, like I went to my doctor the other day, and she told me that I had no testosterone. She said my levels were so low, and I go, well, yeah, I told you this.
And that's the cream that you have to rub.
Right. And I said that, and I just thought, is that the real, I don't want to make myself super, okay, hold on, TLC. What if I just snort this? Can you do that?
Hold on. You really are. Right now, Chelsea Handler is pumping the
it's not coming out,
high lube
okay,
into
so
her palm.
It's not coming
it's
out.
It's not coming out at all.
You just tried. Yeah. But
I wanted to know what you were going to do.
Me too.
After that.
I always want to know what I'm going to do next.
Yeah, it's coming out.
It's coming out now. Now you're on the hook.
Okay.
I don't know what you're going to do.
I'm going to put a little on my nipple and see what happens. And then...
Nipple test.
Because I'm not going to put it on my vagina. I mean, that's...
Are nipples more...
My nipples are super sensitive. Like, I can have an orgasm if somebody just, like...
But are they, do they absorb things?
No, I doubt it. I don't know anything about nipples. I don't know anything about any part of reproductive organs or feeding organs. Oh, thank you for my
cap. Do you think that your nipples got more sensitive as you... Because
no.
I think that my nipples got more sensitive as I aged.
Mm-mm.
Like...
My nipples have always been so sensitive.
Wait, you're telling me at 19
okay,
years old...
Okay, by the way, it's numb. My nipple's numb. That just made it numb.
Really?
My nipple is high. Wow. So unexpected. I mean, I just came over for some pizza and a gift bag. My nipple's high that I'm already eating pizza.
And that is your right nipple, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a smarter
one. It's so numb. And I do feel high. We're going to have a cigarette.
Okay, but first we're going to call somebody.
Okay.
We're going to call a stranger.
All right, let's call. Right.
We're calling a stranger. They have a question for us. I don't know what it is. Sim does. And we're going to listen to them and figure out how to help them.
Okay.
Chelsea just rolled her eyes.
No, you did first.
I did not.
Yes, asshole. You did. I matched your role.
No. No, I was like a connecting role. That was like, are we going to be able to do this together?
I'm super high.
Innocent.
My nipple and I are super high. I'm not joking or exaggerating. I feel high. All of a sudden, I'm like punch drunk love.
Hello?
Hey, Amanda. This is Amanda, by the way. She's in Seattle.
Is this the situation?
Hi, Amanda.
Hi there.
Amanda's 29 and she's in Seattle. And
why? Why are you there?
Hey,
wait,
that's my hometown.
No, I'm just not as an affront.
Amanda, do you know who this is? Do you know who you're talking to right now? Besides, I know Anna's here and it's
me,
Sim.
Amanda,
but do you recognize the other voice? Do you recognize the other voice here?
Not yet. No. Okay. I didn't get enough of it.
Let me give you some clues. I'm a bitch.
She's hot.
Oh.
And a whore. No. I'm a bitch.
She
I'm
has
from
her
New Jersey.
Own no, like late night
that's too big of a clue.
Talk show.
I've crossed over, but I'm still here.
And by crossed over, she means from cable to Netflix. Her name starts with a C-H.
C-H. And you're from New Jersey?
Cher. This is Cher.
She's blonde. She's sexy.
She's hosted.
This is like
she's
us
hosted,
with the situation.
This is funny. I like this.
Yeah, no, she's hosted a very popular talk show for about
this
8 years, and
nice.
She has a new.
We've put Amanda
right.
on the spot.
No,
okay,
but no, wait, I'm into this.
You're into this? All right,
yeah,
let's keep going then. Let's see if she gets it.
The
right.
worst at guessing games. Okay, she's hosted a show for the last 8 years.
A talk uh-huh. show. She's, yes.
A talk show.
Well, she has a new talk show on Netflix right now, and she also had a Netflix docuseries as well, a very popular one.
Chelsea Handler?
Yes.
Yes. She
yes.
Got it.
Oh, I was just
God.
About to say, should I move to Seattle?
I'm like, what was I thinking?
That's cute. Thank you. Did you guys give her that answer?
No.
It's weird. That was just a very weird experience. Also, because I'm now high and my nipple and I are high.
Amanda, we gave.
You need to put some of this on your nipple.
I'm not. No,
why?
No. Because
why not?
I'm scared. I don't know. I'm
what do
scared.
You mean you're scared? You brought me over here. You fucking drugged me up.
You're right. You're right.
Roofie,
all right. Fine.
And now you're acting like you can't be.
I know. You're right.
Everyone turn their heads.
Okay.
I'm going to turn my head.
Amanda,
while
just put a tiny bit on your nipple.
Okay,
here's
Amanda, what's
happening?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you
Anna,
tell Sam.
Okay,
you,
fine. Right. Okay, so we presented Chelsea with.
Chelsea, by
with,
the way.
With sex lube that's infused with marijuana. And now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Chelsea put some on her nipples, and apparently she's high now.
I am.
And,
yeah,
and now
I
Anna is about
mine.
To do the same thing. I've been
I'm
turning my head.
It takes yep. about.
Let me know when you're when it's okay for me to turn back around.
I'm done.
Okay.
Give me. Please put it back in my gift bag. Give this to my driver.
All right. Amanda needs help, by the way. She needs a lot of help.
Okay, Amanda,
so,
what do you need?
Well,
where are you? Okay, so you're from Seattle. My sister lived in Seattle for 10 years. That's a great city.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
I love it. Yeah, it's great.
Well, good for you.
So, Amanda, you're...
Wait, where in Seattle are you?
West? I live in Fremont.
Oh, you know, I grew up in Edmonds, and Chris grew up, my husband, in Lake Stevens.
Nice.
Yeah, anyway.
Is that part of West Seattle where you live, or no? That's not...
No, I'm north of Lake Union, just north of Lake Union.
I like
which
Seattle.
Which is a big lake in the middle.
Seattle's one of those cities where people, like, get out and celebrate when it's a nice day. Like, they're out, you know, like,
oh,
when you
yeah.
go to London and Hyde Park, like, when it's a sunny day and everybody's running through the park because it's the first fucking day they've ever seen of sun. That's
yeah,
what Seattle's
that's
like.
That's exactly
to
how today was.
People are rollerblading like it's the 70s.
People still rollerblade?
Yeah, people do. They do. At least they're not roller skating.
My husband does. Point.
No, I legitimately saw someone on roller skates today. Not even kidding.
Way to throw back. Throwback Thursday.
So, Amanda, your sister is about to marry a guy she's known for just 2 months, but there are other red flags. Tell us more. Wait until you guys hear what's going on here. She needs help. She definitely needs help. Amanda, tell us a story.
Okay, so basically 2 months ago, my sister sent me a text saying, hey, I met the man I'm going to marry. And I'm like, oh, that's cute, you know. And they started dating. Last week, I got a text from her saying, no, it's actually happening. We're getting married. And she's known this man for 2 months. He's Whoa. Not... First red flag is 2 months. Obviously,
yeah.
I don't think that's enough time to get to know someone. Second red flag is he's not from the United States. He's here on a work visa. They don't actually speak the same language. He speaks Spanish. She speaks English.
Chelsea's
and neither
Spanish.
Of them speak,
I speak
the other
Spanish.
Language fluently.
Do you think he wants to start dating me? I mean, I don't mean to, infringe on your sister's copyright.
What was that?
Nothing.
But
nothing. Okay. I'm not making any sense.
This
at all.
Is. You're right, though. There. This is two major red flags. Please go on. I want to hear more red flags.
Okay. Third flag, and this is just the fact that she has two kids that are being put through this as well, which is my biggest concern, is that, you know, she's bringing this new guy into their life, and it's only been 2 months, and it's going to be a huge impact on them. And then the fourth red flag is the fact that this isn't the first time she's done something like this. When she was 20, she got, or 19 even, she met a guy online. They dated via, who lived on the other side of the country. They dated via texts and phone calls for the summer. And then she flew out there, they met, and 3 days later they got married. So that didn't work out, clearly.
So now she's
kind of falling into the same old habit.
Why do you think your sister has these, like, that kind of impulsive, like what is
low
that?
Low self-esteem. Yeah. It sounds like low self-esteem.
Or like bragging.
I think that's part of it.
I think
she wants a man in her life.
How does
she
react?
Wants a father for her kids.
How does your sister react when you give her, like, the real advice and you say, listen, you're acting like an asshole? What's her?
What it boils down to is she threatens to cut people out of her life if they disagree with her. She's threatened that on all of my family members. My mom and dad at this point are saying it's not worth the fight, so they're just going along with it. And she won't accept anything. I sent her a text after she sent me the text saying we're getting married. And I said, hey, I have some concerns. I don't want you to rush into something like this. And she, one, just didn't respond at all. And then later that night sent a group text to my whole family saying, hey, I expect that you guys have some concerns, but I don't want to hear them. So you guys can either get on board or basically just like, please celebrate this happy time with us. I'm not going to be listening to any concerns.
Oh, man. I think, you know what? This is a really tough one because I don't know if there's anything you can actually do besides.
I know. That's the thing. It's more like, obviously I don't want this to happen, but I don't think I have any control over
it.
And I just need advice on how do I handle this? Is it okay that I don't want to get on board with it? Is it okay that I'm not jumping to like throw her a bridal shower? Is that okay?
Yes.
Or should I just take it and pretend?
No, I think that's okay. I think that you like commit like a 60% sort of commitment level towards this idea. And because your sister knows on some level that this probably isn't the best idea, but she cannot confront that at all. And you cannot be, as her sister, the one to tell her that at all.
Yeah.
Because there's just too much competitive, you know, sibling stuff going on.
Totally, yeah.
I did put a weird, what was that called?
I don't know. I'm crying now. I mean, this is taking a real turn. I feel for you. I totally feel for you because it's your sissy. And it's like my sisters are everything to me. I know what you mean. It's like, how can you let them take a wrong turn? It's the worst thing in the world to see somebody take a wrong turn. And I know people have watched me take that turn and they've not spoken up. And that makes you feel guilty also.
But at the same time, like when someone's not willing to listen. But
you're their sister. It's like you have to be like, okay, I have no stake in this. I love you. I love you upside down and around town. How can you imagine that I would ever want anything bad for you but happiness? All I want is for you to succeed. Like that's what you feel like. And is there any way to tell her that?
And I think what I'm struggling with is that's exactly what I want to say to her, but I think that she'll take that as, you know, the fact that if I have any sort of disagreement with her, she'll take it as the world's against me. And
well, that's,
you know,
but I think if you really plead your case and you say like, I'm your sister, I want your happiness, I want everything good for you. There's nothing I gain from you being unhappy, or there's nothing I gain from you, you know, like you are altruistic in this. If you can say that in a way and not repeat it too many times that it loses its meaning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I said to my sister once, she was married for 20 years. And I said, you are not happy. You're unhappy and you're making all of us unhappy and you're never going to get happy again. We've tried. And she looked at me and she said, why didn't you tell me this? And I said, I didn't think you were ready to hear it. And I wasn't ready to say it, but I know you're unhappy. Yeah. And my sister looked at me and she went home the next day and she asked her husband for a divorce. She said all I needed was to hear it from somebody else. So don't underestimate the power of like being blood related and having a sisterhood.
Yeah.
Sometimes people need to see it. And if you lose her for a little bit, the long game is where you're at. So like you've got to always play for the long game and you've got to have the best intentions. And you obviously have the best intentions for your sister. And I think you should stick to those because if you don't say anything, then you only have yourself to blame. Because she may stay with him, but she may not. She may say you're absolutely right. You're never going to lose her for long.
And Chelsea, you're right that she may lose her for a minute. Because that's what happens. But sometimes when you want to believe that something isn't, you know, that something is right, even if it isn't. But she'll come back, you know, eventually, I think, I hope. I mean, I needed to hear that.
I think the biggest concern there is the kids, just because she controls them, you know, and I don't want them out of my life by any means.
Yeah. But listen, make this, when you do decide to talk to her, make it about her, not necessarily the kids, not like about her well-being and her like because it will be, it's like as a mom I feel defensive already, like if anyone is like well, you know, well you got to look out for your child, I'm like fuck you, I don't have to fucking look out for my child.
They have to look out for me. What do you think they're here for?
But so I would definitely think about how you structure it. And I think that Chelsea was completely right in sort of like this is solely about you and your happiness. I mean, you know.
Yeah, your sister. Because, listen, my sister called me the next day and she goes, I told him I'm leaving. She was leaving for Paris and she said, I told him we're leaving. Like, this is over. She said, I just needed to hear it out loud because no one told me. And I thought, oh, what a terrible job I've done as a sister to not have told you when I knew the impact would have been, I didn't know you would receive it so well. And then she spent the next 20 months of her life being the happiest I've ever seen my sister. And she kept thanking me for like freeing her out of this, you know, prism. And that's not necessarily the answer you're going to get, but you owe it to your girlfriends and your sisters to fucking tell them the truth. Because you just do. And it doesn't matter what the ramifications or repercussions are for you.
But timing is super important.
Well, they're getting married in a month.
Yeah, like, you got to do it now.
But I mean, like, timing in terms of when she's not too exhausted. Like, when she's, like able to hear it. And I don't know what that gauge is. But that's how I like to deal with my husband.
That's how I also like to deal with Chris. Timing is everything. Especially when we're on the set of Jurassic Park 8. I won't deal with a dinosaur while I'm talking to him about childcare. I won't. I won't do it anymore. I've done it. Oh, I'm so sorry. I am. I'm actually I'm a DP on that movie.
Oh.
Yeah. And I've got my eye on him at all
times.
It's
a little bit odd that you didn't mention that before.
Well, it's weird that you didn't know about it.
Amanda, thank you so much for hanging out with us. I hope Chelsea and Anna were able to help you.
And listen,
it was very helpful.
Now
to talk
I really
it out,
need a cigarette. I mean, I've never needed a cigarette more in my life, I don't think.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together.
J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Amanda, will you tell us how the conversation went? Would you email me and then we can maybe report back to everyone?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I definitely will. Yeah, thanks, Sim. Thanks,
Anna.
Thanks, Chelsea.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks, Amanda.
Good.
I feel terrible for that.
Well, but she got it. I think, no, but I think it's only, there's only one road for that situation. You have to, you have a sister. You owe it to your sister to be, when I once went out with an asshole, and after I broke up with him, after getting back together and going back and forth and like high levels of recidivism, my sister was like, oh, we all knew he was an asshole. And I said, hey, fuckface.
Why don't you say
I'm your sister.
Right.
She goes, we didn't think you would hear us. And I said, if you came to me as my sister and said, we all think this guy's an asshole, then I'm an asshole if I don't listen to you. You never gave me that option.
But,
tell the truth and then fucking wait to see what happens.
See, so I've dated a couple assholes and I really feel like I had the same thing, the same conversation, but I really do think that I wouldn't have heard them. I wouldn't have heard any of my friends.
I think if somebody said this guy's dishonest and it was like a committee of people, you're possibly right, but I think I would have...
Like my defense is in my
I knew deep down this guy. We all know deep down when we're dating an asshole. We all know it. So if somebody
would you really have heard it?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we wouldn't have. I don't know.
I wouldn't have. I know I wouldn't have.
Are these your parents from Tajikistan that are calling in next? Who's calling in?
We're going to have one more call.
Okay, fine.
I mean, I'd love to call my parents.
Well, please don't.
They don't live in... I know. What country?
Tajikistan.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, it's by Kurdistan or Kazakhstan?
Kazakhstan. Yes, that's near Russia.
Sorry. Yeah, Russia's a tricky, tricky fucking country.
Doesn't it seem like the pictures from those places all look very gray?
Russia, I was in Russia and it was the grayest place I've ever been in my life. Grayer than
really?
Cleveland. Russia was like the most moribund, like literally the wall, like this is a nicer color than the palette that it was. It was gray with fat men smoking and smoked fish all day long. I was like, okay, are we ever going to eat a fucking real meal?
But I love smoked fish and I love
convert to Judaism if you fucking love it so much. Okay.
Okay, fine.
Join a temple.
Fine, Chelsea Handler. I fucking will.
Can we take our next caller? What's up, Sim?
Now, do you like these women?
No, I think it's so stupid. I think that's like Three's Company shit. Like, what is that?
Well, that's why.
Who has a waistline like that with an ass like that? Like, I'm sorry, I have cellulite on my ass, and I have a great fucking stomach, but not naturally.
But
I have to work so hard on it, and I don't wear socks.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Caitlin, you there?
Hi, Caitlin.
Yeah, hi.
Caitlin's in Louisville, and she's 25.
Oh, hey, Kentucky.
Caitlin, we have Chelsea Handler here as well.
Yeah. I thought I was supposed to be surprised.
Oh, hey, I didn't know we were going to do that again.
Okay, surprise. We have another person here that you don't know he's here. Can you be a
surprise? Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, what's up?
We're just super buzzed, and we just put marijuana cream on our nipples.
We did.
And
we weirdly put marijuana cream on our nipples. And so if our advice is less than par, then less than par.
Yeah, just pretend it didn't happen.
I can't wait to hear your advice on this.
I can't wait to hear it either.
So, Caitlin.
Caitlin, thank you though for your patience.
Let me give you a little bit of a setup here. So, Caitlin, a guy you like made out with you recently while he was drunk.
Ooh.
It was never spoken about again, but you really like him and you need to know what your next move should be. So tell us a little bit more and hopefully Chelsea and Anna can help you.
Okay. Well, that kind of covered it. Like, I have a crush on this guy. We hung out and, you know, one thing led to another and we were the last two people left at his house.
Is he dating anyone else?
No. Is he dating anyone else?
Yeah.
Or am I?
Either.
No, not that I
Well, then why are you asking me to ask you the question that there's no answer to? It's just the answer's fucking no.
Listen, Chelsea has weird marijuana cream on her nipples.
Yeah, back up. Back the fuck up, bitch.
She's a little aggressive.
Okay, anyway, so no one's dating anyone, so what's the problem?
But right. I want to hear about this makeout session. That sounds romantic.
Right. Well, we made out, and, like, I think I have feelings for him, obviously. I just don't know if the feelings are reciprocated. Oh. And
mutual,
since we haven't talked about, right, since we haven't talked about it since then, I don't know if it was just a drunk thing and I should just, like, write it off as a drunk thing. Mm. Or if it
How
was
many days ago did
like
this happen?
What was that?
How many days ago did this happen?
Oh, this was like 2 months ago.
Well, obviously, if he hasn't brought it up, he's fucking not interested. You haven't brought it up since in two months?
The nipple cream makes Chelsea extra angry.
I'm sorry. But you have to get it like an Amber Alert to your brain. You haven't brought it up in 2 months?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
No.
I get that, though.
In Caitlin's defense, I think she may think that this guy might be shy and just
That's
doesn't know
possible.
How to, you know, right. Make initiative. He was drunk.
Yeah.
Caitlin was sober when they made out. He was drunk.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know if she should make the first move or even bring it up or talk about it. Is that something that she should do or... Because they do see each other occasionally. Like, they have, like,
yes,
this pub
bring
night
it up
together.
And fucking solve the mystery. What do you wait? Like,
I totally disagree.
What do you mean don't bring it up for 6 more months so she can sit here wondering if something's going to happen?
Yes.
What a waste of everybody's
time. But what's the best way to bring it up?
Hey, do you like me?
Yeah.
I fucking like you. Period.
Yep.
End
but
of story.
That may turn off the guy immediately.
But that's
listen,
what you
that
do.
Might be too
they
much.
They made
too
out. They made out. Hey, were you drunk or do you like me? Then she gets her answer, and the answer's out there, and then it's over. If he doesn't like her, he'll tell her, and then it's over. You can't 2 months. That's like a fucking major amount of time. Do you know what I've accomplished in 2 months?
You a could, lot.
Yeah, yeah, go to Machu
she
Picchu.
She made fucking $40 million.
Yeah, lying asleep, like Cindy Crawford or whatever those supermodels say they do before they get out of bed. Seriously.
But seriously, though, from my perspective, I remember being that age, and I was completely shy. And I would never, like, ask. I would never have the courage to ask a guy.
Nor would I, but you're putting the rest of your life on hold. Like, it's too long a period of time to go by. Like, it will be empowering to say to him, are you into me or are you not? Even if he says no, who gives a shit?
Uh-huh.
That's just another person. That person doesn't matter in your life.
What? But Chelsea, that's because we are numb with fucking pain.
No, I'm not numb with pain. I'm numb with reality. I like it. I like reality. I like to know if somebody's interested. I like to know what's happening.
Yes,
I don't want to play games for 2 months.
But that's
2 days,
what happens
maybe.
In your 20s.
She's 25 years old. Do you think
If she did exactly what you said, don't you think that it may...
I'll
fight both of you. if I have to. Like Frank Grillo.
No, but I don't know.
Listen, you're going to get a big weight off your chest if you go into work tomorrow and say, hey, buddy, I know we made out that one day. I'm kind of crushing on you. If you're not, would you just be honest with me? You'll get your answer, and then you wrap that shit up, and then move on to the next guy. Because chances are he's not that into you, or he's shy. And if he is shy, then you'll get your answer in that way, too. Why would you waste 2 months of your fucking life? 2 days is a fun time to be like, does he like me? 2 months is absurd. Mm-hmm. Who gives a shit?
And
he's old news. Be bold, because when you do that, then you're going to be like thinking of yourself in a different way. You're going to go, I don't put up with bullshit. I'm not going to do this again.
Damn,
I
Chelsea,
think it's empowering.
That's good.
Right.
You're right.
Is there a better approach, though? Is there,
totally,
I mean, or should it always, should it be that direct right away?
Listen, once you've made out, it's not like they're hanging out together, going to lunch, and she's like, I don't know if he likes me. They made out. Mm-hmm. So there's something happening.
No, I completely
agree.
So
either nip it in the bud or move on and make it something
but
more
But I completely
exciting.
Agree, but I don't want Caitlin to scare this guy off.
If Who she, gives if, a shit?
Right.
It's 2 months.
But if she
scare
likes him
off.
But if she likes him.
Then get rid of
it. But maybe she should just say, hey, let's meet for a drink and see where it goes, rather
no.
than.
If he doesn't like her, he doesn't like her. If he does, he's going
but
to.
But then she won't meet. You know what,
Sam? Okay. If you go through life like this, you're on a fucking
listen,
slow
I,
road to
listen,
China.
I'm 39, so I would. I'm on your side here. But when you're 25 years old,
and it's super fun.
When you're 25 years old, it's a completely different deal for guys and for girls.
Life is short. Fucking make the most of it.
I'm with
Two
you.
2 months about wondering if somebody likes you is not the most of anything.
I don't. I think she needs
it's
to.
A waste of fucking
I think
time.
She needs to talk to him.
Go to a fucking Zumba class. That's more exciting than this fucking guy. Sounds like a total asshole. I mean, and by the
or
way,
he's just really shy. He might not be an
who
asshole.
Who gives a shit to find out and get to the fucking like crux of the matter?
I agree, but is there a way to approach it rather than just
no, Sim, shut up. I don't care about anything you're saying.
I just don't want
but
her to scare
so
him off.
Why?
I'm not concerned at all.
Then that's not, if she scares him off, then that's not the guy for her.
Okay.
Go, she's not going to scare off the guy that loves her.
Do you know, Caitlin? Do you even know that's in
yes,
her personality to just say, hey, listen, do you like me or do you not?
Yeah, she's in the pool, actually. She's outside.
Okay.
Do you want to talk to her face to face?
Caitlin,
I don't think
do you need another, like, a
Valium?
Swimsuit? Or
do you need a Valium, Valium? Caitlin?
Wait, do you have any more?
No, I wish I did. That sounds so good.
Oh, Caitlin, I'm
like
sorry.
Like a Flexerol, I would love. I wish I was a pharmacologist. I just want pills all the time. Sometimes I go to bed, I go, what am I going to do tonight? And then I go, okay, just take a little couple, like, you know, I have that, like, whatever, like, oil marijuana pen. And it puts you into the nicest slumber. But I love the feeling of taking a pill when you go,
I know.
I love that.
That wonderful fuzzy head. You talked about that on your show.
It's
that
such
little bit of a fuzzy head.
It,
like,
but it has a deleterious effect on your brain. But it's such a nice feeling to know that you're going, you're like, this is going to be a 14-hour run.
And Chris and I get into like the most wonderful conversations. We like brainstorm about the stupidest ideas.
That's cute.
For a long time. We're like, let's remake The Wizard of Oz. That's a wonderful
idea. You could do that. That would be a great idea for you guys. He could play Scarecrow or whatever.
Oh gosh, but okay, so here's the thing. I'm worried that you're headed for heartbreak, and but I don't know,
but what
if it's any consolation, I've been there many times, and
it's not crushed. That's not a consolation. You're married and happy, and you
yeah,
love
but,
your husband.
But at
that
30.
Is not a consolation to her. I'm single. Hey, I'm single, and just fucking skip it. Like, it's not worth it.
No, but what I'm saying is that, like, these are steps that you go through. Like, you go through heartbreak. You
I don't
go
think
through
too much
missing
for
people.
Some guys, like, worthy of your time. It's such a waste of time. There's so much to see in this world. I'm not
no, but
waste-
I think we're saying the same thing. Like,
I think we are,
to,
like, but we're saying
like he should skip him a little bit. But what I'm saying is that, like I think that on the other end of heartbreak and loneliness, there's, I don't know, friendship and love and vibrators and this weird
anyway.
Marijuana lotion we put on our nipples.
I don't think this is the right
Did
guy.
Did you feel high from that marijuana lotion?
I might. I don't know.
Already?
It's gone now. It's
bit.
Kind of like now it's done.
Is
but I
done?
Definitely felt like a burst of, yes, absolutely.
You can reapply if you want.
No, I don't want to. I don't like to be out of control. I just like to be aggressive.
But you know what? Speaking of aggressiveness, I feel like guys need to be aggressive, especially in this situation. And
yeah,
if he's
but,
not being aggressive,
right.
if he's not saying that he wants to see you, or if he's not giving you any kind of indication, maybe it is time to move on. You know, despite how shy he is, because it has been 2 months. I didn't realize it was that long when I spoke to you on the phone earlier today, Caitlin. But
I just don't want you to be hurt.
Right.
And
No, that's totally understandable. And I think I was maybe like looking for a different answer. Like, maybe I kind of knew that, like, he wasn't interested, but I didn't want it to be true.
Oh,
but
that's really,
know.
So that's really brave of you to say that.
Yeah.
I would never have been able to say that. I still don't think I could. like if my own personal experience, I would be like very defensive, like, well, no, but he must have not recognized how cute my,
right,
I don't know, my fucking elbows were or whatever. But
yeah,
they are really cute, aren't they?
Yeah. They are. Elbows are tricky. They look like labia if they're in the wrong way.
But I do think the sad journey, but the wonderful journey is that if we don't experience these intense emotions of devastation, mm-hmm, then we won't be the people that we're supposed to be. And mm-hmm, like I have a few girlfriends back home who married their high school sweethearts, and I love that. I love them for that and everything. But I also wonder, I like to think, at least, maybe it's sour grapes, but that the idea that we are supposed to experience intense heartbreak, that it makes, mm-hmm, it makes us who we are, and people who are empathetic and can relate to other people and then able to recognize other loves. And anyway, mm-hmm, so that's sort of... That's sort of my, I guess, I don't know. But anyway, so...
Do we have final advice for Caitlin?
Yeah, I think protect your heart. I know I say that a lot, but protect your heart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I like this dude for you. I think he may be shy, but I also think that he just might not be the one. That's my feeling.
Yeah, he's just not that into me. Is that...
Oh, God, isn't that awful? I'm so sorry.
I'm not sorry.
No,
we're doing you a favor.
No, it's totally fine.
We're doing you a favor. You're going to thank us. No, she's 25. Go fucking go. You have 18 other men to go fuck off with.
That's true.
Move on to the next one.
Yeah.
Like, fast forward to the fucking future.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I'm like the downer, and you're like the motivator.
I know. It's like Sally, Jesse, Raphael. She's Sally, I'm Jesse, and that's Raphael.
I like it. I'm like, you're going to experience heartbreak. And Chelsea's like, you're going to need to get fucking laid. And Sim's like, yeah, we're going to need to
hang
up.
But don't put up
now
with any bullshit. You're better than that. If you wouldn't accept it for your sister, your mother, or your daughter, don't accept it for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Kelly, copy that. Over and out.
Caitlin, thank you.
Right. Caitlin, please keep in touch. Right. Please keep in touch.
Thanks so much, guys.
You're welcome. Caitlin. Good night.
Good night.
For giving me all these perspectives.
Oh, I want your heart to be protected. We love you.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Good night.
I mean,
this is so exhausting, you guys.
I know.
Like,
Sim just gave me a post-it. It says wrap it up.
Oh, shit. I mean, we've been here for
like 8 hours.
Yes.
Why? Yeah, but why wouldn't he just say, Anna, can
anyway,
you wrap it up
anyway, thank you guys
now
for coming tonight. Can you? And it was great to see you. We'll see you on Netflix or YouTube or whatever.
So
this
the show
thing
is called Chelsea.
Chelsea, yes, but let's... Okay.
It's on Netflix. It's streaming right now.
Right, but I need a pizza. I'm like, now I'm fucked up.
Hey,
I need food.
Chelsea, are you...
a cigarette.
Are you good at blowjobs?
Yeah, do you need me to blow Sim? I don't think I can do it. Is that going to take a long time?
No, 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 not at all. Not at all. Look at him. He's ready. He's ready to go right now.
Okay, fine.
Are
I'll blow
good?
You.
Are you good at blowjobs?
No, no, I'm terrible. I think I'm terrible at everything that involves a man. I like men, but I'm just not like a devoted, you know, I'm not a devotee of like lovemaking or any of that shit. I'm like terrible at it. I'm just, I just want to be like humored and like laughing. And most men are like, shut up. Not everything's funny. I'm like, it can be.
It's true. You're right. It can be. So I'm not great at blowjobs either. Thanks so much.
Thanks for being here, you guys. Thanks for listening.
Dear most amazing friend, Chelsea Handler. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Sim.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks, Cassie. Thanks, Mindy.
Smoke.
Thanks, Dom.
Now I'm really drunk.